this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters will return to polls May 7th for the second round of a crucial presidential election. Tired of politics as usual, the French are looking for a change in the establishment. But many reject the nationalist agenda of ultra-conservative candidate Marine Le Pen, who is proposing to take France out of the European Union. Her rival, centrist Emmanuel Macron, is a fresh voice in French politics, but some voters see him as a representative of the elite. Analysts say that Le Pen may not win the runoff election on May 7th, but her influence will not be easily dismissed. All 100 U.S. senators have been invited to the White House on Wednesday for a classified briefing that will primarily focus on North Korea. The briefing will be conducted by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, also the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it is rare for them to take place at the White House for the entire Senate to be involved. Mr. Trump said the Security Council must be prepared to impose additional and stronger sanctions on North Korea's nuclear ballistic missiles program.
We really do not believe that North Korea is ready to engage us towards denuclearization. We made clear among ourselves that denuclearization remains the goal, and we very much want North Korea to take steps towards that.
And that's Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Ambassador Joseph Young, speaking on the issue. This is VOA News.